About 100 travelers from around the globe are in Stratford, Connecticut. They all have one thing in common. They're also from towns called Stratford. Davis Donovan reports the Stratfords of the World Reunion is a chance for the Connecticut town to show itself off to people who bond over their town's shared name.
The Stratfords of the world are gathered as brothers and sisters, one family. The delegates from beneath the radiant Southern Cross, Australia Fair.
They have come from Australia and the UK and New Zealand and Canada, but they're all from Stratford. It's a name made famous as the hometown of the world's greatest playwright. And Shakespeare is never far from the minds of those at the reunion, like Hilary Rash, who came 10,000 miles from Stratford, Australia.
Well, we all have a Shakespeare connection. Other than that, we don't even all have a River Avon. Some do, some don't.
Some do have a Shakespeare theater. But Stratford, Connecticut's theater has been closed since the 1980s. In the 90s, Stratford local Hugh Catalano started looking for a way to bring back the Bard. His son Matt, a reunion organizer and a local councilman, says he gave a call to Stratford, Ontario's successful Shakespeare theater.
To see basically how they did their Shakespeare and what their city was and decided to start a relationship with them to help us further our cause here, bringing our theater back to life.
He says they're making progress this year. The theater's hosting a Shakespeare Academy for young actors, and visitors can actually go inside now. It used to be too run down to enter.
We've taken 30 tons of garbage out of the building. We got it open to the public for the first time in a decade.
But the theater is still in no shape to put on plays. They are treating their visitors to a production on the lawn. It's a very American 1960s flavored version of Shakespeare's As You Like It, complete with a Make Love Not War chant and a flair of musical accompaniment for the play's fool character, Touchstone.
Stroke your chins and swear.
Damn!
By your beards! That I am a villain.
Tim Raistrick is one of those watching the show. He's an amateur actor from Shakespeare's actual hometown of Stratford-upon-Avon, where their theater is a big tourist draw.
I just hope that you can get your theater open here. It so cries out to reopen. I've just been across to see it now, and it's a wonderful building. I'm desperately keen to perform there.
Raistrick says he'd even fly back to America just for the chance.
Oh, I would. Like a shot.
The town owns the land where the Elizabethan-inspired theater sits. They're looking at proposals from groups this summer, at least some of whom want to revitalize the theater. Meanwhile, the UK will host the next Stratfords of the World reunion in 2016. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.